Franklin Graham, Biden-Harris pro-abortion ticket great concern to all Christians. By Dr. Susan Berry on August 13, 2020. Reverend Franklin Graham tweeted Wednesday, "It should be a great concern to all Christians that pro-life leaders are labeling Joe Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris as the most pro-abortion in the history of our nation." Graham tweeted a Breitbart News article containing the statements of many national pro-life leaders expressing that concern. "As a follower of Jesus Christ, I am pro-life and believe every life is precious to God," he said. Within the last day, more pro-life leaders have added their concerns about the Biden-Harris pro-abortion rights ticket. "I didn't think Joe Biden could move much further left on abortion. But he did just that in picking Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate," expressed Tony Perkins, president of Family Research Council Action. He continued, "Vice President Biden has already endorsed taxpayer-funded abortions and embraced late-term abortions. And now he has chosen a vice presidential candidate who voted to leave perfectly healthy newborns on hospital tables to die." And as the Attorney General of California went after pro-life activists for exposing Planned Parenthood for illegally selling aborted baby body parts. During the presidential primary, Senator Harris complained that she didn't have enough time in the debates to show off her abortion radicalism. As if this were not enough, Harris co-sponsored the Religious Liberty Violating and Pro-Abortion Equality Act in the U.S. Senate. "Joe Biden has now clearly shown himself for what he is, a puppet on the strings of radical abortion." Kristen Hawkins, president of Students for Life of America, recalled that, while a presidential primary candidate, Harris pledged that, if elected, no abortion law or practice will take effect until the Department of Justice certifies it comports with Roe v. Wade. In May 2019, Harris's presidential campaign pledged not only to restrict states' rights to pass and enact their own laws, but also to block a pro-life president's power in that of the administration. "Guardrails will ensure DOJ enforces the law even under an administration that's hostile to women's rights, and patients and providers will have standing to sue if they don't," Harris's plan stated. Harris's presidential campaign website now immediately takes visitors to joebiden.com. Hawkins continued that Harris has not only promised to protect Planned Parenthood from Republican attempts to defund it, but also hopes to force all private insurances and employers to cover abortion and contraception, even over people's moral objections, such as the nuns and the Little Sisters of the Poor who twice had to fight for their conscience rights before the Supreme Court. "Senator Kamala Harris has already proved that she will use any legal authority available to her to target pro-life Americans," Hawkins said. "Abortion was always going to be an issue in this election, but the stakes just got higher. The choice for anyone who rejects abortion at any point in pregnancy and with taxpayer funds is crystal clear."